Technology is making a lot of things quieter. A dozen years ago, we recorded a lot of our interviews on magnetic tape.
Weekend edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Rolling the reels back and forth at high speed made a memorable whir. Human voices sound like chipmunks. You'd hear the thunk of buttons. These days, people write words on surfaces. No more click and clatter from typewriter keys. Even the scratch of a pen is getting a little faint. A group of graduate students hear sounds disappearing from our world, and they have created a website called the Museum of Endangered Sounds.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
It preserves the sound of everything from the ring of Nokia phones to dot matrix printers to a VCR accepting a VHS tape in its bay. Two of the website's creators, Mary Beth Ledesma and Phil Haddad, told us of the forgotten sounds they remember most fondly.
I really love the 56K dial-up modem. I just remember staring at that thing and listening to those sounds and wondering what's going on. You know, everyone kind of had a little frustration, I think, at times with that. But now we sort of can look back at it and laugh and say, you know, hey, we used to have to wait to get online.
My favorite is the cassette rewinding, because it reminds me of when I was growing up, how I used to record my favorite songs on the radio that would play at night. And that was like the old way of making your own mixtape.
What's important about these sounds?
That they're disappearing, first off.
Yeah.
And we kind of arrived at this idea in making the site that it's the memories that are tied to the sounds for most people.
So we put the question to you. What obsolete sounds conjure up your fondest memories?
Hi, my name is Angie Gigello, and I am in South Deerfield, Massachusetts. The tick swish of my grandmother's rotary phone. That's exactly the sound. Can you imagine how long it used to take us? I mean, I sort of miss having that moment to compose my thoughts. You could actually frame that message in the time it was going to take you to dial that number.
My name is Carla Blazik. I'm a photographer in Spokane, Washington. For me, the typewriter, because, ever since I was, 5 years old, I would write books on the little old Remington that we had. Especially with the old typewriters, you had to put some force into your fingers. And, the ding! Oh, I'd forgotten about that sound. There's nostalgia right there.
Some of the sounds we don't hear so much anymore. This is NPR News.